Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good evening and welcome to Fade to Black Cinema. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here with my co-host, Alaysha.
Hello.
And today we're doing our review on an amazing movie from an amazing director. The movie is If Beale Street Could Talk, and the director is Barry Jenkins. So this amazing gentleman did the movie Moonlight, which we saw years ago. Let's just say that. I don't remember the year, but he did Moonlight. And Barry Jenkins actually did the writing on this, the screenplay for it, but it was based on a James Baldwin book or novel or whatever. But James Baldwin did it. And so he converted this and made the screenplay and directed it. And If Beale Street Could Talk. So let me give you the actual synopsis on that. In early 1970s Harlem, daughter and wife-to-be Tish vividly recalls the passion, respect, and trust that have connected her and her artist fiancé, Alonzo, who goes by the nickname Fonny, F-O-N-N-Y, Fonny. Friends since childhood, the devoted couple dream of a future together, but their plans are derailed when Fonny is arrested for a crime he did not commit. So, probably sounds like something that goes on every day. I think the biggest thing that got me captivated with this is, even though you hear that, the biggest thing that you saw in here was in a very emotional love story. And that's what I took away from this. So with that, I'm not sure how much you heard about it, baby. So what was your impression of it?
I heard a lot about it, but didn't know the total storyline, what it was about. And then when I seen it on the morning show on with Gail King, they talked to the director and why he did a movie and what the movie was based from, the book he used, a book that it was done by. And I thought it was, when he was telling the story, I thought it was really, really a great story. And what is it, James Baldwin, I think it was?
Yep.
Yeah, from the book James Baldwin. And when he was talking about it, he was just, it just sounded, the way he was talking about it just sounds so, so real. And so, you know, once we decided to go and see it, I mean, it's an amazing movie. And, you know, I know that, I mean, when we was talking about it before we got on to talk about it on our show, we could relate to so many things in the movie. I mean, the relationship, the romance, the things that they were going through at that time. And you could see so much of it now. And, you know, it's just a different time. You know what I mean? But it was just a very sweet, subtle, romantic movie. And I fell in love with it.
Yes. Yeah, so I think when you look at it on the surface, it's just a sweet, subtle movie. And it's like, wow, this is so cool. This is amazing. You know, you grow up with someone and the family has, a status, class structure, but it didn't matter. They loved each other. And you saw that and you were starting to feel good about it until you seen the environment that they were living under. And then that's when it started to hurt, because you started seeing, and what Barry Jenkins did, he had flashbacks of the real images of what was going on in the 60s, in the early 70s. And you saw, you know, guys without jobs, people that was on drugs, the way the cops was treating black people, how they were being disrespected, how they couldn't get apartments. But regardless of all, they loved each other. Then they showed how the family supported them. Mm-hmm. And the family supported them, even though sometimes other families won't support you. And it was showing that love. And that's where Regina King kind of stood out the most, because she was amazing as a mother who committed not just to her son, but to the mother of his child, because she got pregnant along the way right when he was arrested to go to jail.
Right, right.
And she committed so much that she traveled to, what, Puerto Rico?
Yes, her mother. Yeah, the mother did.
To talk to the woman, because he got arrested for raping a woman, which he didn't do because he wasn't even in the vicinity of that. But literally back in that time, black people were jailed for assuming or possibly being part of the crime. So when he was arrested, then the family, and that's when you see the family and the young lady who played his girlfriend, she's narrating all through there because it's almost through her eyes. But then there's sections that show that this is what's going on. You know what I mean? This is when the two fathers got together and said, look, we had to hustle and get this money to try to get my son or my son-in-law out of jail. So whatever we had to do, whatever we had to sacrifice, that's what we had to do. And it told a story of so much. And it hurt your heart that their love was separated by a lie.
Yeah, it really was.
But he tried to hang on and she tried to hang on. And it showed the incarceration of the black man for when they didn't even do anything wrong.
And that's how it was back then, too. A lot of men were separated from the women and their children based on that.
Right.
You know, and the women never left them because of that. But then they wonder why there was no men in the home, because a lot of times, you know, in that era and time, that's what they did.
Yeah. And it wasn't jobs. And they couldn't get out of this situation they was in because they weren't allowed to live in places. I mean, remember that it was a portion that they were trying to get into apartments that they were fine when the black woman was there. But as soon as the man showed up, they was like, we had to give it to somebody else.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Then he went to a young Jewish guy and he was like, really, can we really get this apartment? Because, you know, we just really need it. And he looked at them and said, hey, look, you know, I believe in love and I'm going to give you this opportunity. And the subtleness all the way through this movie was so heartwarming, but heart-wrenching because of how they were torn apart. And you mm-hmm. was just hoping that he would get out. You would hope that they can get back together,
exactly,
and begin their life.
And that's what you wanted. You wish for
and
it.
You
so.
Really wanted that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you read Baldwin's book, it was like, this is just actually what happens. This is the tragedy of what happens with black people in America. And he wrote this, if I read right, he wrote this when he was overseas. He wasn't even in the United States because he had to get out of there because he wasn't respected. And it was just so much traumatic things going on. And he wrote about it. And there's a scene, too, with I love this dude. He's starting to show up a lot more. It's Brian Tyree Henry. Mm-hmm. He played his boy, Daniel, who just got out of jail. If you don't know him, you'll remember Paperboy from Atlanta series.
Yes.
So it's him. You know, he was on Widows. It was an amazing role on there, too. So he's showing up as a great actor. But he sat there and they were talking and he was in the kitchen and he was talking casually. And then the whole mood changed when he was talking about prison.
Yep.
And you know he was violated or raped in prison, but he was saying it in ways that was so, you know, it was hurtful. You knew he was devastated and hurt, but he couldn't say it, but he had to explain it. And it made the whole room feel so, it just made me, you know, get into it like, wow, oh my God. He's really trying to say, look, I'm devastated for life. This is a traumatic situation that I went through, and they allowed this to happen. They allowed this to happen to me, and I didn't have to go through this. And you went through that, and then you you kind of like, God damn. Oh my God. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you felt all of that in that one situation. And he did an amazing role when he did it from that. And one thing that was tooking out when I was reading too was, as the fathers were getting the money together, Fonny's father was stealing from where he was, and he actually got fired from his job for stealing. In the book, his father committed suicide. But he pulled that from the movie, because when he was like screening it, people was kind of like, not only did his father kill himself, but Fonny stayed in jail, and his son is like 4, 5, 6 years old, and he's still in jail, and all he can do is come see him. And this is what happens with women, with black men who are taken from them, not actually did something that put them there, but these men were taken from them. And it was just so heart wrenching. But you really loved the feeling that you can, I'm not sure if you're black or white, but you can feel how they love each other. And they had a history of just being together. And then it's like, then our life should, now that we're adults, let's just make our life together. Let's just be together. And they made that decision, and it was all taken away from them.
Yeah, it was a very, very emotional scene, you know, because you know, once you realize that they would never be together again, you was thinking that she was going to leave him,
mm-hmm.
and she didn't do that. She just stuck by him and would visit him with his son, because she knew that he was innocent, and that was just so profound.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, big dramatic film. And a lot of the critics was like, this should have been on part of the best movies of the year. And I think it should have too. I didn't really look to see which one should have peeled off. I definitely would say Black Panther should have peeled off based on this movie. I think Black Panther meant a lot. And it showed a lot, and it made you feel something. But this, the acting and everything of what this meant and how he did it, to me, was just totally amazing. But, you know, it is what it is. I'm not the one that's voting, so I couldn't do anything to affect it. But anyway, what's your rating on this, babe?
I'll give it an 8.
So I got it as an 8.5. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't get it to 9 because... I don't know if it was that great of a movie to be a 9, but it was a great, it was written fantastic. It was directed fantastic. The editing and the cinematography of how they kind of just held people in that way. And you can see the emotional portions of how he had them walk through the park. I mean, it reminded me when I walked with my wife, and, you know, we just held hands and just walked.
Yeah, because I would definitely just
knew that.
I would definitely see it again, because it was just so. It was just so soft and
yeah, subtle
and very. It was like, you know, almost like a new love,
right?
You know what
right.
I'm saying? And it was just so beautifully done. It really
and it was.
Was
romantic, but then it hits you like a ton of bricks. Like, bam! Now look at what happens when people are wrongly accused of something.
Yes.
It destroys them, but they tried not to let it destroy them. And that was the end of the movie that kind of told you, even though it destroyed what they wanted to be, this is what they held on to.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how long it will hold out, but you knew at that point in time, they held on to each other to mm-hmm. say, you know what, we have a child together and we love each other, and I'm going to continue to come here because I love you and we love each other. And that was hurtful too. So, yeah, I got it as an 8.5. But anywho, Fade to Black Cinema, see us every Wednesday. Every Wednesday, we didn't get time this year to get our best movies of the year. I'm not sure I'll get with Alicia. We may even do it after the Oscars, because yep. some of the Oscar stuff I wouldn't even put on my list. But there's a couple of foreign movies that I definitely want to see that's being nominated that I wanted to see last year. But they popped up and I just thought was really, really interesting. So besides Roma, there's a couple of other ones that's on there as well. But Fade to Black Cinema every Wednesday, just like I said. And get us on every podcast. Download BougieBlackBrother.com. You can pick it up from there, or Bougie Black Brother Network on YouTube. So if you happen to be looking at some videos and just want to listen to the podcast, it actually shows up on there as well. So make sure you can have it in as many outlets as possible. But anyway, anything else better? Well, thank you very much, and we'll see you next Wednesday on Fade to Black Cinema. Later.
Bye.